Hi, everyone. We have a quorum, so we'll begin.
Off.
Hi, nice to see everyone. Thanks for coming. Today's the beginning of finals, so we were concerned about getting a quorum, and you made it. We really appreciate it. We're going to start off with our agenda, the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions? Changes at this time. Larissa? I see someone coming to the aisle, so we'll recognize Larissa, Professor Swedell.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda to include University Faculty Senate nominations under new business item 7B. As for unanimous consent?
Unanimous consent. So we'll add 7B, University Faculty Senate nominations. Are there any objections to amending the agenda to include that item? Seeing none, we will do so. Thank you. Any other additions to the agenda at this time? Okay, excellent. Moving on to item two, the approval of the Academic Senate. I meant to ask if there are any objections to the existing agenda. Ended it. Seeing none, okay, we'll approve this agenda. Thank you. And now, moving on to item two, approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of November 9th, 2023. Are there any objections or corrections to our last bit of minutes? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept those. And now we'll move to announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. And have an announcement to make. I have a couple. I was waiting for someone else. I'll save that one. Okay. I do have three announcements, and these are opportunities the Senate has been given. The first two are opportunities for full-time faculty, and student seats have already been filled. The President has asked the Senate for recommendations for names for two committees. These are not Senate committees. These are separate committees, so they're not under our charter or bylaws necessarily. If we don't have names, he can fill the seats as he wants. So my interpretation is he was reaching out in the spirit of shared governance to ask us for our input, and I'd like to take him up on that if possible. The first theory is for a shuttle bus subcommittee. So he's asked for four names, and he will appoint two. If you have an interest in the shuttle bus situation, I believe this subcommittee has been in existence. If you could talk to me after the meeting or send me an email, he's interested in collecting names for that. Again, that's for full-time faculty. There's already, my understanding is that students have already been selected for that. The second one is the one that if I wasn't on so many committees, I'd apply for, which is the board of the Auxiliary Enterprise Corporation. So as you know, and I'm going to mangle this, and I don't see anybody back. But the college does things like venue rentals and film shoots and all this kind of stuff, and we bring in like $1 million or something a year, and that money gets spent, and there's Auxiliary Enterprise Corporation Board that helps determine how that money is spent. So this seems to have some power and impact in a place where senators or your colleagues might want to be involved. The President has asked for four names. He'll appoint two. This would start in the spring, and then it would be two additional years. So again, I would urge you to reach out to me after the meeting or send me an email. Happy to put your names forward. Third item is actually two items. We announced last time that the Senate, and those first two are something that the President, again, just reached out and asked us to do, not under our purview. These next two things are part of the Senate's responsibility. That is dean searches. So we announced last time that we are putting together a committee for the search for the dean of the School of Business. Gotten a number of applications from faculty and students. To fall short, at least one student position. So if you're in a field that's adjacent to business or under that constituency, so that would be interested, that you think would be good candidates, please encourage them to nominate themselves or nominate for them. I anticipate the nominating committee of the Senate will bring that slate forward at our February meeting. So we'll give a little bit more time for nominations. We are short one student. That would be very important to get. I was going to say something else about that, which I've forgotten now. I'll remember in a minute. Next, to announce, which is new, we also have been asked to arts and humanities position. So if you're in the arts and humanities or one of those constituents, we'll also be looking forward to applications from faculty and students for that. I imagine we might, the nominating committee might bring forward a slate in February, but we don't want to rush it. Both of these dean searches are expected to start in September 2024, work throughout the year, the academic year, excuse me, and then the dean's position would be for 2025. So we would need applicants who are not on leave, don't have sabbatical, students who aren't graduating, people that would be able to commit for the academic year 2024 to 2025. So business, arts, and humanities. I have want to make this announcement.
All right, the Board of Trustees has approved the Charter Amendment. Now allow lecturers with assistant employment to run and serve on departmental teams. They're one of the few. Andrzej is another.
This was a bit of a struggle and a bit of a fight at the last minute. I learned some things about Senate chairing that I didn't know. Huge thanks to Dave Fields for shepherding this from the beginning and getting the language right. But yes, I'm very proud that we were able to get this passed through the BOT. And there was a little kerfluffle, but apparently it went through unanimously at the end. So I'm very proud of us. Thank you. Okay, that's all the announcements I have. Moving on, we don't have special motion. We never have a special motion. That same time. As a treat for the people. We'll consider that for next year. Okay, keep in mind special motions. Item five, our committee reports. Is there an undergraduate curriculum committee report, Ken?
Hi, Ken Lord, computer science. I'd like to move the minutes of the November 9th, 2023 undergraduate curriculum committee. There is one correction, and that is on the very, very bottom of page six. It talks about a C average in a class. We don't have averages in classes, we just have grades, so we should strike the word average. It's just a C in the class. Other than that, I move unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. So I think I've pulled up the correct amendment. So we take that as an editorial amendment, as the word average there. We'll just strike that when we see. Are there any objections to this? Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, the report, the minutes are accepted. Thank you. Next, is there a graduate curriculum committee report?
David Lottie, biology, chair of the graduate curriculum committee. Move to approve the minutes dated November 8th, 2023.
Excellent, thank you. Are there any objections or corrections? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are adopted. I will take the liberty of putting forward moving the nominating committee report dated December 14th. You would have received this in your email, I think, yesterday. But for the sake of transparency, this is what it looks like. We're mostly renewals. And I'll move this nominating committee report and ask for unanimous consent. Are there objections? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept this. Again, we look forward to having a longer one at our February meeting with the various dean search. Then item 5D is the elections committee report. Aishmini?
Minnie Madhow, chair for the Elections Committee. I ask for unanimous consent to accept elections report dated December 4th.
Thank you, and this outlines the dates for when the elections will be held. Are there any objections? Question? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept that. Thank you. No old business, thankfully. We have two items of new business. First is the election of the secretary to the executive committee. We have an opening here. Are there nominations, students, to serve as secretary to the executive committee? Would just state your name.
My name is Arun Padaram, and I would like to recommend Lauren Renroot.
Can you say that one more time?
Lauren. Lauren Renroot.
Are there any other nominations for secretary to the executive committee? Seeing none, the secretary will cast one ballot for Lauren. Thank you so much. Thank you, students, for willing to get that count. All right. Moving on to item 7B, University Faculty Senate nominations.
Hi, Felicia Madimenos, Anthropology, and I have a motion to nominate Michael Newman and Larissa Swidell for University Faculty Senate.
Thank you so much. We'll go ahead and take the liberty of asking unanimous consent for these nominations. Okay, seeing none, I will inform the University Faculty Senate that we've elected Michael and Larissa to serve. We still have two spots on our delegation to the University Faculty Senate. I know I'm always coming hat in hand to ask people to serve. But as things heat up with the budget and so on and so forth, the University Faculty Senate is a place where a lot of discussion is happening. So if you have availability, I think the meetings are on Tuesday evenings. Dean Yearwood goes, Robin from the library goes. We have a couple of other people that are there. But two spots left. If you have the time, please reach out to me, and I can tell you the details, and we can get you nominated. Okay. I want to first say, we're about to adjourn in a second, to the students, I wish you the best of luck in your finals, finishing up your essays, your projects. You can do this. You can do this. All your professors want you to do really well. We also want you to stay healthy, so make sure you sleep and stay hydrated and check on your mentals, take a walk. Faculty, good luck with finalizing your grades and getting all those exams done and things like that. To the administrators and staff in the back, make sure you fill out your leave forms and HR assist and get the time off. The work email fires will be here when you get back, I promise. So take some time. And is there a statement? Okay,
yes.
Sure.
My name's Yin Mei. I just wanted to pay a respect and a salute to Edward Smodong. Today is his last Senate meeting, and he's going to retiring soon. I just wanted to say thank you. What an incredible service he did for us all.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ed, for your service. A big round of applause for you. Be safe, everyone. I look forward to seeing you in the new year, and we'll pick back up then. Thank you.